I like Bill's call, though. I mean, he was right. You know, where is the payback for all the money they're wasting with Gableman, the $676,000? Where's the payback for the millions of dollars they're wasting in these lawsuits on gerrymandering?
Where's the payback on that first payout of PPP to people like Robin Voss? $298,000, he got it right away in April, first in line, right? And then in December the same year of 2020, it's forgiven because we'll just make all the people out there just chip in a little bit. I can't believe people didn't see that coming and didn't push back on that right away. But I saw it. I mean, in the Congress and the Senate, are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, Joe Manchin. Well, first we got to do this one, you know, get to the two bills that we need to get passed. Nope, not till we do this one. Well, of course he wants to do that one because that's going to fund all the people that, you know, our enemies, the destroyers of democracy.
Right. And Bill's right. I mean, you know, we need accountability one way or another. You can get accountability at the voting booth. You can get accountability by showing up and getting in their face like you do, Mike.
We need pizza like box that. Accountability is not going to be enough, right?
Well, yeah.
I need help here. We need a lot of slices out here.
Yeah. No, we need people protesting loudly. We need people voting who've never voted for before.
Spring is here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's time to spring forward in Wisconsin.
Unfortunately, we can't do it by binding referendum. Bill was talking about referendums.
Right.
For some weird reason, you know, we're you know, the progressive movement of Fighting Bob LaFalde instituted a lot of progressive reforms. But one reform that didn't get instituted way back when was binding referendums. They have it in Michigan. They have it in Ohio. We don't have it here in Wisconsin.
Well, that's power to the people. So yeah. Why would we have that here?
Yeah, they don't. A lot of folks don't want real democracy.
Well, and you go on. You also mentioned that this obstruction of people to vote extends further.
Yeah. So the big story of the day here in Wisconsin, broken by the wonderful, indispensable Patrick Marley at the Journal Sentinel, is that the Wisconsin Supreme Court is depriving persons with disabilities, especially physical disabilities, from voting because they say that if you can't physically put your absentee ballot in the mailbox, you can't vote on April 5th, if you can believe that. That's the law of the state right now. An unbelievable interference with the freedom to vote for some persons with disabilities. But it's not just persons with disabilities. Because if you're in jail, you haven't been convicted of a crime yet, you can vote. You can vote behind bars in county jails in Wisconsin. There are a lot of groups at the Wisconsin ACLU, for instance, and others who are trying to help those folks who are in jail vote. But guess what? Under this ruling, they can't vote either on April 5th because they're behind bars. If they're filling out an absentee ballot behind bars, how do they get that ballot into the mailbox? They can't. Before, they would hand their absentee ballot to the guard. The guard would put it in the mail, and, you know, they get to vote. But now, because of this ridiculous ruling by a right-wing Waukesha judge upheld by a 4-3 ruling at the Wisconsin Supreme Court, those people behind bars can't vote either.
You know, it kind of reminds me about people not being able to vote if they physically can't do it. But back in 2012, we watched the Republicans, Joel Clefish, reaching over and voting for somebody that wasn't there. Remember that? Then we realized he was on Kerry's. Like, that was when I think he was drunk because he used to drink. And he tells me now that he hasn't. And he hasn't for a while. But I think I might have stopped him from drinking because he was backing into the elevator one day. And I did like the... You know, I did the Karate Kid thing, you know, because he's like, why are you so angry? And I just went, rah! And I go, why are you so hungover, Joel? And he just, the look of horror on his, anyways.
But yeah, if you can vote by proxy in the state capitol, if you're an elected official, and you're not going to let someone who's disabled vote because they can't physically deliver their absentee ballot to the mailbox, come on, no.
Hey, but you don't make the rules, buddy. So, you know. But every time they broke a rule, you know, Scott Walker, the Republicans would implement something retroactive that was criminal to make it okay to do.
Or the Wisconsin Supreme Court would. They gave Scott Walker a get out of jail free card when he was breaking the law in Wisconsin because he was coordinating with outside groups like Wisconsin Club for Growth and the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, getting them to write big checks out to those groups, and then those groups would funnel them back to Walker or other Republicans. It was clearly against the law until the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, well, the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution says Scotty can do that, so let's get him off the hook. Let's fire the special prosecutor who's looking into this. And some of those folks at the Wisconsin Supreme Court, including a guy named Gableman, were getting money from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, are getting the benefit of money from up to the tune of $1 million from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, who the special prosecutor was investigating along with Walker. So, you know, it smells to high heaven around here.
Well, I got a pizza box signed for that far-right organization, Wisconsin Institute for Liberty and Law. Will? Won't.
And Will, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, is the law firm that brought this lawsuit that the right-wing judge in Waukesha ruled on and that the Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld, saying that you've got to physically deposit your absentee ballot in the mailbox, you yourself. So I can't take my wife's ballot there, and if my wife's physically disabled and can't get to the mailbox, she is out of luck. And so is every other family in this state who has someone who is severely disabled who can't physically get to the mailbox. Your loved one can't vote on April 5th. That's outrageous.
I think we need to organize from Waukesha and everywhere a caw-caw rally. Just everybody get in the Capitol and caw-caw, caw-caw, caw-caw. They'll leave. They'll leave. Oh, wait, they're already gone. They gaveled in and gaveled out, you know, because Wisconsin doesn't need anything, you know. They got everything they needed.
Or you can rally outside the doors of the Wisconsin Supreme Court in the Capitol, too.
I'm going to do some stuff. Now that it's warm, I mean, because I'll be honest, I was getting into a regular routine, and then it's like, come on, man, 61-day tornado overnight, snow the next day, ice here. No, I'm old. I could get hurt. Carrying all those boxes and those heavy Sharpies. You know, the Sharpie is mightier than the legislation of Republicans in Wisconsin.
Well, one of the two times I was arrested at the 2011-2012 protests, I was following one of the women who was getting arrested just for singing, and I was writing down on my reporter's pad because I was working at the Progressive magazine at the time, and the police officer who'd arrested me put on the file of why I was arrested. I was using my pen as a weapon.
Well, you know, I had been listening to you and calling in shows for a long time, but that was like when I officially met was when they arrested you at the sing-along, and he's looking all upset, and I go, they arrested Matt Rothschild. Yeah, he's a mean guy. You better get him out of here.
Really dangerous person right here.
Yeah, they all were, especially those older people that got it started, Joan Danskin and Tom Kemble, you know.
Bless their heart.
And, you know, I got to tell you, have you ever seen Rebecca's granddaughter? She's something.
Yeah, this is Rebecca Kemble, who served tremendously at the city council here in Madison for many years. She's a great protester and a great journalist.
Heading to the pipelines and, you know, South Dakota and getting arrested there. And
shout out to Rebecca.
Shout out to everybody that's still fighting out there. I know they are, but we got to get some new recruits. So being, you know, Facebook, you want to knock me around, whatever. You want to make it hard for me. I'm going to TikTok. I'll get to the younger people, man. I never grew up anyway. You guys are in trouble, man.
Yeah, we got to get out and protest and join organizations like Disability Rights Wisconsin that was pushing this story that Patrick Marley just broke at the Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, and I think we need to upgrade it from Fight for 15 to Fight for 25, you bastards, because look at all the money that's being wasted on people that don't give a damn about you, and they're in a position to make sure you don't get anything that you deserve, like freedom. Coming back.